And it is time for Talking Books. Every week at this time, we are joined in the studio by the one, the only, Susan Brown, who heads up the Chapel Hill Public Library and Chapel Hill's Community Arts and Culture Department. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I am well, and I am loving the weather this week.
Right?
Even the rain that's coming. I'm just saying. I'm loving the temps. Let's keep it this way through like January.
Yesterday, I went out. I usually go for like a walk around the mall a couple times after the show is done just to like rev myself back up for the rest of the day. And I got out and it was like misting out and chilly and gray and cool, like not the 90 degrees stifling. It wasn't even humid. It was misting, but not humid. I can't remember who it was that was walking in, one of my coworkers, and I was like, oh man, it's just such a beautiful Northern Michigan morning, isn't it?
Right. For August. Right here in Chapel Hill.
Right here in Chapel Hill. I love it. How's it going?
Going well. Things are hopping at the library and arts and culture. Both of my awesome teams are gearing up for the fall. And so we've got lots of good stuff coming. We're also, putting some closure on the summer, although there's still some summer left.
Right.
But summer reading finished, I think, on the 15th, 2 days ago.
So,
is that right?
Yeah.
Got lots and lots of love from folks about summer reading this year. And I believe tonight is the final Movies Under the Stars.
Tomorrow night.
What day of the week is it?
I don't even remember.
Thursday night, Movies Under the Stars, and it's High School Musical.
High School Musical,
a little fun throwback there.
Right. Is High School Musical a throwback now?
I think it is now, right?
Zac Efron's got that dad bod now.
Exactly.
So, sad, sad world where time moves this quickly.
And then we're getting ready for the fall. Everything from Tracks Music Series to Festival to Food Truck Rodeo on the library. Lots of really great programs coming up. So stay tuned to all of our communications platforms.
Love it. ChapelHillPublicLibrary.org for more information on the library. ChapelHillArts.org for more on community arts and culture. And we were talking kind of before we started about the fall and all of the upcoming programs. Anything you can share right now or just still kind of in the works?
Yeah, so we spent some time during COVID on the, on both teams, but certainly on the library, thinking about how can we be a little bit more strategic and intentional with our adult programming especially, but also with kids and families. So we've got some things coming out this fall. We have a documentary film series coming out where we'll show a short documentary, like under an hour, and then pair that with a community conversation afterwards with some scholars and some community members. That's in conjunction with Carolina Public Humanities. We're bringing back some beloved programs like the NaNoWriMo, National Novel Writing Month.
Nice.
I think that's in November.
Yep.
We're bringing back our Banned Books trading card programming and adding some programs on that. So there's some good stuff coming.
Cool.
So we're trying to pull it all together and maybe do a big announcement sort of for the fall slate, or maybe just put it out there as it comes. But the best way is, of course, sign up for our e-news, follow us on social.
And then also already announced and in our news today, back to regular hours at the library.
Yes.
Almost exactly the same as pre-pandemic.
A little bit
right?
different, but we, again, took some time really talking to staff, talking to users, and then talking to some of our partners who serve some of the folks who have traditionally been marginalized and had limited access to us and to other institutions. And so that's why we've added back evening hours. And we kept that 10 o'clock opening. We used to open at 9. But what we've learned is having that hour for our staff to do our meetings, to get prepped, to communicate is really, really helpful. So, that 10 o'clock opening is a little bit of a change, but people are coming back to the library every day. It's fuller and fuller every day, which is great.
I love it. People coming back to the library, of course, back to school for UNC students this week, back to school for K-12 students coming up just around the corner. So with that in mind, Susan Brown here from the in the studio from the Chapel Hill Public Library. We're talking books. So we decided to talk about books about coming back and returning to things and places and past routines and whatever. Books about returning is what we're recommending today.
I have two, both of them on the same theme.
I have one.
Okay.
Yes, go for
it. So both of my books are about returning home. That's the first thing I thought of.
Okay.
When you mentioned this prop. And both of my books have been turned into either series or movies.
All right.
So the first one is a book called The Family Fang. This came out in, I think, maybe 2013-ish. When it came out, it was named one of the best books of the year. The author is Kevin Wilson. And the gist of the book is two adult children, Annie and Buster Fang, have to return home. And the home they're returning to is, they were raised by two artist parents with this very quirky upbringing, a very quirky home, and they've tried to distance themselves from that. But of course, the economy tanks, they lose their jobs kind of a thing, and where do they end up? Back home.
Right.
And it's this very, it's funny, it's kind of touching, it's quirky about what happens when they go home and explore their childhood, their parents, themselves as adults. It's just a lovely book. And that one was made into a movie. I think that Jason Bateman directed it and wrote it.
Okay.
And it's got Nicole Kidman and Christopher Walken. I haven't seen the movie, but I think it's got that kind of... the guy, Wes, what's the...
Anderson?
Wes Anderson.
Yeah, oh, that
kind of
vibe.
Like quirky vibe to it.
I can
it.
See that,
so,
yeah.
Family Fang, Kevin Wilson, great book about returning home.
I could see Jason Bateman deciding to make a movie and just like, even without planning to or thinking about it, just making a Wes Anderson kind of movie. That just like feels like the sort of movie he would
Jason
make,
Jason Bateman,
right?
He's like, I just love him.
Yeah.
I love Ozark. I love... what was the
Arrested
comedy?
Development.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's a like jack of all trades, renaissance man, right?
That's another like quirky family show. I'm curious like why people love getting into quirky families. Like what's the draw for that? I don't know.
I think
I'm also drawn to it.
My guess is either people wish their families were more quirky or their families are so like were quirky and they're looking for
like commiseration.
Exactly.
All right, so I've got a return book, kind of a return home, but a return to like an ancestral home. Everything is Illuminated by Jonathan Safran Foer. So early 2000s, I think 2000, 2001, this book was published. And then there was a movie with Elijah Wood in 2005, which is also fantastic and worth checking out. But so fictional novel, but Jonathan Safran Foer, because he is who he is, makes himself the main character, because the book is from the perspective of the guide, right, who leads him back to his family home in is it Ukraine? It's Ukraine, right? I think.
I haven't read the book.
I can't remember now. It's in Eastern Europe. And he is, Jonathan Safran Foer is Jewish. His family was, a lot of his family was killed in the Holocaust. So it's about coming to terms with that and learning what happened. And also like culture clash from this like American, like hipster vegetarian guy going over to Eastern Europe and not having anything to eat. And just like that whole thing. It's a super funny, super fun book that will also just like hit you over the head with really poignant, touching moments as well. And I love that.
It.
So,
yeah, that's a book that has been on my like, I didn't read that book. I should really read that book. And I just haven't read it yet, but maybe I will now.
The movie's also really good if you haven't seen it too. Yeah.
Okay, so, you know, I can't recommend books without most likely going dark and twisted.
Of course.
So I'm going there right now. The other book that immediately came to mind when I thought of returning and returning home is Sharp Objects by Gillian Flynn.
Okay.
So she wrote Gone Girl, Sharp Objects, Dark Places. She sort of started this ongoing trend of like, you know, women in difficult situation, thriller, twisty novels.
Yeah.
So Sharp Objects is the story of Camille Preaker, who, again, has really worked to separate herself from her hometown and her family. And she returns back home. She's a journalist. And she's dispatched to go back to Windy Gap, Missouri, which is, I mean, the name and
that's
the state
already,
kind of says
yeah.
it all, to investigate a murder. And she goes back, and she's got a pretty, you know, dark and stormy past, and she's got a lot of issues. And then an even darker story unfolds when she gets home.
Nice.
So I love this book. I love all of Gillian Flynn's book. And this one was made into a miniseries on HBO, which was fantastic. It's got Amy Adams in it.
Yep.
And she just embraced that dark, dark role. So great book, great movie, Sharp Objects by Gillian Flynn. Dark and twisty story of going home.
Of all of Gillian Flynn's books, which one is the darkest and twistiest, do you think? That you know of?
I actually feel like this one might be.
This might be it?
It's maybe not the... Actually, it's both dark and twisty. It's got a killer ending.
All right.
I love Gone Girl, but I think I like Dark Places and Sharp Objects, which came before those, a little bit better.
All right.
Just saying.
Hey, that's Talking Books. ChapelHillPublicLibrary.org for more on the library. ChapelHillArts.org for more on Chapel Hill Community Arts and Culture as well. Susan Brown, as always, thank you so much.
Thank you.